my side lessons from the late Parshas Emor. I want to dedicate the learning today, as you just heard the longer story, but in honor of the Rabbanu Shalom, but in honor of my son, Avishai Leib, Ben Sar Rivka, who Baruch Hashem is Bari Vishalim. I literally just came back from a doctor in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, just to making sure he's growing the right way. He's a little kid, we were talking about before. The remnants of this cake was a 5, and we were joking that he's 5 years old. He acts like he's 5, but he's a little bit older than that. And about 10 years ago, we had a great simcha in our family, where we got a very difficult prognosis for Avishai Leib at 6 months old. And because of Leib HaTorah, that's why I'm doing it here, because Leib HaTorah davened for him, and within a few minutes, everything changed, and the head of infectious diseases came into, by mistake, into our room, and was able to diagnose him. At that point, he was being diagnosed with something much, much more difficult. And Baruch Hashem, with Hashem's refuah, very, very high-level antibiotics, he was cured. And on this day, that many years ago, he came home finally. So this is a shtickel shudas hadah, and I think the greatest way to have a shudas hadah is not only to eat shtickel mezainas, but also to learn Torah together. So out of all things I could pick in the parsha, you're going to think for a moment, you should, wow, Rav Hartstein, like you could have really done something like actually interesting. Thanks, what happened, you know? I promise you it's going to get interesting. The laning for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, one of the days, if I'm not mistaken, we start when we're talking the Mo'adim, it seems to be an introduction to it. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Shor O Keves, O Eitz, Yivaleid, V'hayah Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo, V'yom Hashmini V'hela Yeretz Korban Isha L'Hashem. So there's a halacha that tells us that when it comes to an ox, comes to a sheep, comes to a goat, if there is a baby born to its mother for 7 days, you can't touch it. Only on the 8th day, you can bring it for a korban. So, the first thing we'll discuss quickly is why. Why do you have to wait a week? So there are different mafarshim say different things. Similar to the bris milah, we know you have to wait on the 8th day. Why the 8th day? So you could take the Maharal's famous thing. 8 is mi'al hateva, korbanos and mi'al hateva. It's something that's difficult for us to understand. So maybe it's mi'al hateva. But on a lower level, this week we had Zuchus on our block. A grandchild was born to one of our friends, the Greens, and they made a mistake. They asked me to speak. They were desperate. So I spoke about the Shabbos. The first Shabbos, the reason why, one of the reasons why Bris Milah has to be 7 days, or has to be on the 8th day, is because you have to have one Shabbos. Why? So the baby sees the beauty of Shabbos, the great nechama of what Shabbos really is supposed to be. Shabbos is supposed to be that day that he recharges. Shabbos is supposed to be that day that we remind ourselves that maybe we forgot all the Torah that the Malach taught us, but this is a day to catch up. When Rav Asher Weiss tells over the story of, he says, yeah, Shabbos is the time that I catch up because I'm giving shurim the whole week. I don't have time to do the 70 daf that I've committed to do every single week. You're like, what? Wow. And that's what he spends Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. So that's number one. The quality, the beauty of Shabbos, it reminds us that when we bring a korban, so we remind ourselves of Shabbos. And the uniqueness that we have Shabbos, we're just pointing this out in the family today, how lucky we are to have Shabbos. We are so addicted to our electronic devices, whether they're our phones or our PlayStations or God knows what else, Netflix and all these things, that having a Shabbos is an amazing thing. And many people speak about this beauty of Shabbos. But then another question that's asked, and we have the great schus of quoting the Zera Shimshon, it's surprising, but it's all the way into Parshas Vayikra, I have a minhag, Beli Neder, that I always try to quote the Zera Shimshon once a sefer. Sometimes I quote it more. Who's the Zera Shimshon, you're asking me? I'll tell you. It's not Rav Shimshon. No, it's not. Rav Shimshon Chaim ben Nachman Michal Nachmani. The reason why I quote it is because there are myriad of Rabbanim. One of the Rabbanim that I listen to the most, Rabbi Amar, who wrote a sefer on the Zera Shimshon to explain it better. He gives shurim on this. But it is baduk. Baduk means you could test what it says in the introduction. The introduction says, I unfortunately only had one child who died in very young. And anybody who learns my sefer, I will in Shemayim daven for whatever you need. And there's crazy stories, just the shir that I was listening to last night. He told two stories about two people. One of them was like super charedi against Zera Shimshon's, more Kabbalistic. You never ever would believe it. And he happened to go, I guess I have to tell you a story. He was telling this, telling over, telling the story about how they didn't have kids, and no, whole thing. And then he sees on his shtender a Zera Shimshon. He says, why do you have that here? He goes, that's the Zchus. I started learning the Chavrusot every week, and all of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, we had a child. So it's a great thing when you learn it together. You think in your minds whatever the Rabbanu Shalom should give you. So this is Zera Shimshon. So he's going to daven for you if you learn his Torah. So he asks a very seemingly pashut, if not, why are you asking this question. He says, why is Shor mentioned first? Why do you say Shor O Keves? Why is the Shor mentioned first? So one could argue that's quite simple. The ox is bigger than the sheep. It's bigger than the goat. I don't know. Why is that even a question? He says, no. That's the idea. The idea is that Shor has to be first, right? Why is Shor first? Okay, so that's the question that we're asking today. Very simple question. And it's not a simple answer, but that's the question. So comes along Rav Nachmani, the Zera Shimshon, and says the following. Midrash Rabbah. Shor o keves, hadahu dechsiv. It says a pasuk in Yecheskel, v'lo yiyah oid lebeis Yisrael l'mifta ki shor nolad halo egel nolad. Right, the shor gives birth to the egel. The egel reminds us of something not so positive. The egel azav. So the pasuk in Yecheskel, the medrash is alluding to, and he writes that this medrash is very difficult. It's alluding to it will never happen again. Something good happened after the chet egel, which was kapara. So he says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Right? So clearly it wasn't, the pasuk is going to say, Egel okeves. It said, sure. Sure reminds us of the Egel because the shore gives birth to the Egel. He says, what's this medrash? What's going on with it? What's going on over here with this medrash? He says, and also the medrash a little bit later on, this is Vayikra Chav Zayin Gimel, Chav Zayin Ches says, Umar Ra Laso Shor Rosh L'chol HaKorbanos. Why is Shor considered the Rosh of all Korbanos? It's written in a number of different places. Amar Rabbi Levi Mashal, Limatrona, V'chulu Kach Lefi, She'amru Ha'olam, Moinim Es Yisrael, Lomar Asisim Es Ha'egel, Lefi Chaknasa Shor Rosh L'chol Korbanos. L'chein, She'dabak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Devarim, V'lo Matza Behem Mamish, V'l'inyan HaMeforsh, V'tum V'shir V'zeh. He says, I have no idea. This is great because this is the way I'm feeling right now. I have no idea what's going on here. Because I have two midrashim that tells me it has something to do with the ego. That's why the shore is first. And everybody knows the shore is first because it's kapara, the chayt ego. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. Please explain it to me. Not only that, he thinks there's a steer between the two midrashim. Oh. How do we answer a midrash? With another midrash. The midrash says in Shema Yisra'aba, Al pasuk re'e ra'iti as ani ami. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Ata Roye, Roye Ani, V'ani Roye Shtei Riyos. He says, what do we see? Ata Roye Oysam, Boim, L'Sinai, Mekablin Tarasi, V'ani Roye Oysam, Mekablin Tarasi, Zerei. So the Medrash tells over, before Chet Ego, that they saw something quite startling. Now, you could question this, because I was thinking about this last night. I don't have an answer to this question. But they saw the Maisa of Mamon Har Sinai. So we know there was a pre-Mamon Har Sinai before Shasina, right? Everybody gathered around Har Sinai. And I guess, the Midrash says, that before the Torah was even given, because we know this happened before the Torah was given, and they broke the Luchos, they saw a vision. Not the vision, which unfortunately they would see a little bit later on, which was of Moshe Rabbeinu dead, according to the Midrash, and that's why they did the Chet Ega. They saw the Kisei HaKavod. And they saw a picture of what the Kisei HaKavod is. And there on the Kisei HaKavod, they saw a shore. There was a huge picture of a shore. So when they decided to do the Chet HaEgel, it wasn't supposed to be the Chet HaEgel. It was supposed to be the Chet HaShor.
What's a shore?
Shore, they were saying. The ox. The ox. It was supposed to be the ox, not the Egel. The Egel's much smaller. The child. So he says, ah. So there's supposed to be a shore. So then they said, okay, let's go. Get all the gold, the silver, the whole thing. They put the whole thing together. And the artisan didn't do a good job. They didn't have enough gold, right? We know the women, they couldn't, they had to take it off them, their ears. That's why they have the schus. Schus of Rosh Chodesh, maybe. And what happened? They didn't have enough gold. So it didn't look anything like an ox. It looked like a little eagle, a little baby eagle eating grass. It was a bizoyan to them. Here, they're trying so hard to do an avodah zara. You know, chas v'shalom, I'm not saying this. You try to ever do it, you know, you're trying to do a sin so badly, it doesn't work out. You're mad at yourself. Damn it, I try to do this sin, it didn't work. Right? It's a good thing. It's Hashem talking to you. That's the Medrash. He says, with that Medrash, I explain everything. Says the Zera Shimshon, Umashilo Hayashur, Meforesh, Pesifse Koyin, the Shach. We know the Shach from, of course, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach has a beautiful perush on the Torah as well. Kidei sheyiru bizoinam sheheim elu. Manhig velo tzarech kidu. They wanted a manhig. They said Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. It's not our fault. Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. Oh, what should we do? We need someone to lead us. Avodah Zarah was rampant then. Why don't we use the greatest Avodah Zarah possible? We saw on the Kisei HaKavod, the shore. And it didn't work out for them. So they had tremendous busha, and they actually started doing tshuva. The Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, had rachmanis on them and didn't allow them, it didn't make a shore. It didn't make the ox, it made a bizayon. Everybody was laughing at all the other nations, like, that's a Vodazara? That's going to be a Yetzahara? This little nothing? They were embarrassed. And they immediately did tshuva. So they remind themselves that the first thing in the pasuk is shore. To remind Bnei Yisrael, I gave you something called karbanos. Karbanos is actually the answer to Avodah Zarah. We believe this idea that you can have everything, but you have to wait. My son, Shlita, Yaakov, had a great Dvar Torah this week. He spoke about Orla. Orla is a very interesting halacha. I remember one particular family member, won't mention her name, my mother-in-law, she couldn't understand Orla. She said, what do you mean? You're letting these fruit, we had Baruch Hashem, two fruit trees, and we just let them fall to the ground and rot. You can't give it to anybody, you can't give it to poor people. She said, it makes no sense. I said, okay, it's a Torah. So Yaakov, my son, said, that's the idea. There's a little bit of a waiting period has to be over here. Right? You want a Avodah Zarah? Yeah, it's called Karbanos. You can have a Avodah Zarah. You want to have a ham sandwich? I'll buy you bagel bits. You want to have a cheeseburger from McDonald's? I'll get you new kosher cheese, or maybe I'll get you, not for now, maybe I'll get you the hak. We were just talking Baruch Hashem. I was zoicha to, there was a question and answer. I went to the Mizrahi thing on Thursday. Rav Rimon, Rav Carmel, Rav Schechter were talking about the manufactured beef, which is apparently, Rav Rimon says in like 3-4 years, it's 30% of all meat in the world is going to be manufactured. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But you can have everything. You have to wait your turn, though. You want a Avodah Zarah? Okay, you could do it in the right way. Everything has its time. You have to wait for it. The Rebbeinu Shalom created Dafka the ego, so they looked at it and said, what are we doing? Sometimes you need to be embarrassed with your sin. This is not really who they are. That's not really what they wanted to do. That's not us. That's the idea. And finally he says, V'ach kan, hinchil akos of shor o keves. That's why we start the pesukim with that. Kedei lashmio hatam shemacholem. You know why the Rebbeinu Shalom forgave us for the chet ego? It wasn't only because of, you know, he said the glorified 13 attributes of Hashem, 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 kerachem, lechan, rechapayim, rechesed, v'yemes. It wasn't just that we'll be using until today. No, lufnesh hayorotsim shor v'yotzalem egel v'nitbayesh bo v'chein osa avera mitbayesh moichlin miyad. This is the key line. I'll say it one more time. A person who does a sin and is embarrassed from that sin, God forgives him right away. Right after he does the sin, what am I doing? What did I do? He sees the guy across the room. He makes fun of him and everybody's laughing. And while they're laughing, you see the guy's face. Right. What is it? What does it say? Kol ha, right? Anybody who embarrasses another person. So what's the word? Kol ha mitzvayesh.
You killed him.
It's like you killed him. Why? Because his face goes white. The blood runs out of there, and he feels bad about it. Oh, that's a kapara. Kamosha amru chasam mujun hacha also shor rosh kol hakarbanos zemizeh hashem shor. That's why the shor was brought over here. So we have Shabbos as reason number one, and reason number two is the shore reminds us of it wasn't even what Bnei Yisrael wanted to do. And this, I think, is an integral idea that we have to work on for just a moment. Let's get away a little bit, excuse me, for the Zera Shimshon, but let's bring it down to our times. One of the biggest problems that we have in society, in my humble opinion, is that we are guilty people and we don't continue. We do something wrong. Well, we fall. We fall. One of the symposiums that I listened to on Wednesday was awesome. I think it was called Kiruv Rechokim, but it wasn't really. Maybe it was called Kiruv. It should be called Kiruv Krovim. What was the idea? talked about kids of our own, you know, from modern Orthodoxy, who, and I hate this term, have gone off the derech, whatever you want to call that. They're not exactly the way that we thought they would be. So they had this great symposium. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah. They had this great symposium. And part of the symposium was, I'll tell you the exact topic, and I want to just quote the speaker because to me, he very much imbued a very, very important point. One of them was Rav Dov Zinger, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Makor Chaim. Then there was Rabbi David Mayer, executive director of the Partnership of Jewish Schools in the UK. Rabbi J.J. Schechter was moderating it. Rabbi Simon Mizrahi was there. It was called Kiruv Krovim. It is called Kiruv Krovim. How do we keep them inside and within? And they all had beautiful things, basically. Excuse me, a lot of it was about Leva Torah. I'm serious. They spoke about love. It's love. About giving a hug. About telling your kids, you don't move away, say, ah, that's it. I'm an avelus for you. That's it. Don't talk to me. No, you have to give them love. So this Rabbi David Mayer said something really beautiful. It was a mushal, a bad mushal, but an important mushal. And I'll explain to you what he said, and this is relates to what we were talking about. He said that he was going to Mincha one day, and he walked in. I'm not talking about anybody here. I'm talking about myself for a moment. And he sees that they just finished Ashrei, and he literally gets there as they're saying, God, now I promise you this has really happened. Right after he told this story, I was eating lunch with Rav Citron, and I see they're organizing a minyan. But they're going, do you want a Dam Mincha? We're Dam Mincha over here. Dam Mincha over here. So I said, oh, I have 5 minutes until I get in a minyan. So then I took my time. I walked there, and as I get there, I heard, so for some people, you say perfect timing. They just started Shemoneh Esrei. So he walked in and himself, forget about Korbanos, Batala Korban. You know, people say Korbanos before. He didn't say Korbanos yet. And he starts Shemoneh Esrei. Great. And this kid walks in who's got all over his face. I'm not trying to make fun of you guys. Shana Bet all over him. From guy, you know, maybe he's got the white gartel. I don't know. He's really from. And he walks in, he sees they're on Shemoneh Esrei, and he says it mumbling, but this guy hears it. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He says, oh, I guess I have to find another minion. And he was so startled by that. Look, what a frum guy. It wasn't good enough. They searched Shemoneh Esrei. Who cares? He's going to go find another minion. He says, I'm not exaggerating what I'm saying to you now. It's 2 years later from the story I'm telling you. The guy is totally not from off the derech. Forget about it. Went to secular university. This guy was Dominic Mincha. Why? He says, why am I telling you this story? Because the yeshivas have to teach a very important topic called falling. It's important to discuss that everyone here who's been building on themselves for a year, for 2 years, or for more, you are going to fall. You're going to fall. Right? I once had a Rebbe, you won't know who he is, so no reason saying his name. And he used to always say the following thing, fake haters, you bunch of fake haters. Right? Why would he say that? Because he said this year is a fake year. When do you have, I'm sorry to say this, but for the rest of your life, when are you going to have time to dedicate an entire year just to Avodas Hashem, just to learning Torah? Never. So now you're going to have real life is going to happen? How are you going to keep up with your schedule? So first of all, you have to be practical. But he says we have to teach them that they're going to fall. But Seimech Hashem L'chol HaNoifa. You fall, the Rabbanu Shalom picks you up. But there's a huge difference between two people that fall. And this is the key, I think. And this is something I say to Shana Aleph guys, and I'm saying it to you, I think it's important. At some point in your life, hopefully it's now, you have to say, I don't want to be a hypocrite anymore. I want to follow Torah mitzvahs. Kitikuna. I'm not taking a way around here and looking for a terim and go to Rabbi Google for this heter. Rabbi Rimon had this great line. The question that was asked to all the three poskim is nowadays, what do you need a rabbi for anymore? You got Rabbi Google. You got Rabbi, the Weber Rebbe, You can go to the OU. You can use, what's it called? Artificial intelligence to get the right answer you want. So Rabbi Rimon joked and he said, I bet you there's going to come a time very soon, he thinks, where you could write into Google, the noser. You can see, you know, Yontif Sheni. I only want to do one day, and then it'll print out for you which rabbi say you're okay. It's good, you know. And when somebody bothers you about it, you say, "What are you talking about? I have this poisek and this poisek. The Chacham Tzvi, but the Chayodim has a shita over here. The Chabad, they have this shita. And I once saw Rabbi Adler. I was at a hockey game, and I saw him there. So that means I can only do one day. Whatever. Not for now. At some point, you have to say to yourself, "What I did was wrong. I am not a hypocrite. I sinned. I have busha." As opposed to the other guy, what is the other guy doing? Well, I have a contract with my girlfriend, and we promised each other it's not going to lead to anything that's an issur daraisa, and therefore, because of that contract we have, it's not really usur, it's okay. Stop it. Technically, you know, it's not, it wasn't usur. I think there might have been a camera in the room, so it wasn't yichud. No. Ribbono shalom, ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu. I did something wrong. That's the key of forgiveness. That's the first step. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Oh, you have busha? Ah. Sometimes right after you sin, right after you speak that lashon hara, right after you watch something inappropriate, you say, "What am I doing? What am I wasting my time for?" Sometimes, unfortunately, it takes until the morning when you realize that you haven't slept all night because you watched this video, that video, that video. It's not my fault. YouTube suggested something for me. They suggested it, right? Like Netflix does as well. We suggest. They know me. And unfortunately, the worst part of Netflix, which I thank God I don't have Netflix. But I was once in somebody's home for a few weeks in the summer. And he said, "Listen, I'm really sorry. We don't have any TVs. I only have in the room this Netflix thing." So it was like a TV like that. And I'm like, okay. And there was this show that was on that everybody was talking to me about. Fauda. So I started watching it. And the worst part of Netflix is when the show's over, what happens?
Next episode
starts in 3 to... it's not nice. I'm going to stop it now. Watch the next one. You know, then all of a sudden, it's like 3 in the morning. You're like, "I just watched 7 episodes." You know, now I'm holding. I can go to the water cooler and tell everybody. And they're like, and then they'll say to you a heart scene that was like 2 years ago, that show. You know, like, okay, fine. But I'm saying this because you know, you have to say this to stop. I'm guilty. I'm shamnu. That's important. And that comes one other thing. And I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit over my normal time, but I want to say this as well. Shabbat Shuva, we famously read Shuva Hashem from Hosea, Perik Yudalit, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeichem, and one of my favorite lines ever: Kichu Imachem Dvarim, take with you these things, words maybe. V'Shuvu El Hashem Amru Alav Ki Sha'avon V'Kach Toiv V'Nisham Sparnes V'Alsein. One of the greatest lines. Instead of being able to pay you back with korbanos, our lips. Says the Radak, "What do you mean, our lips? Nishalom parms farsena." I'm sorry, but we don't have korbanos anymore. Rav Hartson, you said it's such a great vort. You spent 23 minutes on this great vort, but I don't have korbanos anymore. So why are you telling me this? Shor or keves? I can't bring a shor. She can't bring a keves. I can't bring anything. Says the Radak, "B'makom parim nishalom farsena. We have tefillah. We have vidoy. Ki ata roitze bedavar tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, you can. You can do tshuva. You can say the words. And if you learn the korbanos, and that's why we say it in the morning. I don't know if you guys know this, but before Mizmor Shir, before you walk in at Ashrei Yishtabach, there's something called korbanos. Baruch Hashem, this yeshiva starts with brachos. You can say korbanos. Ki ein korbanos malakos. And then what's my proof? The Siyam Mishtaleach. You had two things in last week's parsha. One would go be a korban, and what would they do with the other one? They would throw it over. They wouldn't be makrivit. But what did they do before they were makrivit? They would say vidoy on it. That shows that you don't have to bring a korban to do vidoy. And there was kapara. That was kapara. The ultimate kapara. When they would see the white. He says, that's the idea over here. You have the choice to do kapara. And I have to point out, kichuy mechem devarim, the Rebbe Lishon says, okay, you don't have to do, excuse me for saying this, I don't want to, you know, burst. You don't have to do full tshuva. Kichuy mechem devarim. One of the biggest jokes one could imagine, right? It's Yom Kippur time, and now, unfortunately, the defending lawyer comes against you. The Samach Men, and he comes and he says, "Okay, Nu, let's see how hard scene was all year." And before it starts, Kiviyachol, I'm telling you, you know, it's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Okay, hard scene, what do you got?" And you take out a little bag, and you open it up. Oh, I gave a shir on one Sunday morning. I got that. oh, this davening out of 365 days of the year, this was a good davening. Yeah? Oh, I made this bracha with a little kavana. And the satan's laughing. He's this little loose bag. Look at this. That's all he's got. Rabbi Shailam, this is great. Look what I have. Beep, beep. Brings in a masait with all your averus. The Rabbi Shailam says, Kichui machem devar. You try. He says, excuse me, God, you want to wait? Can we wait? And he goes, no. You forgot something. Because before he said Salach Lanu, you know what he said to me? Salach Lanu, Avinu Kichadon. He's my son. You're sitting in the court, and your father's the judge, your grandfather, you're going to get off. I have a story for that, but we went way over the time. Maybe I'll tell the story after this. That's the idea. Be guilty for what you did, but you can't have too much guilt that you don't continue. You got to wake up in the morning and say, Shkoyach, Mardani, I admit to you, Rebbe Shalom, today's going to be a better day. I spoke too much Lashon Hara. I watched what wasn't appropriate. I didn't learn what I was supposed to. Oh, it's Sunday morning. Nebuch, I'm going to watch basketball all day? That's what I'm going to do? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's great. Hashem loves us. Finally, we don't have to stay up till 3 in the morning. Come on. I'm going to have a halftime show, and instead of the halftime show, I'm going to learn for 10 minutes. Oh, stop. Again, we do sins. We have korbanos. We don't have the korbanos, but we have tshuva. We just have to feel guilty for what we did. We have a Shabbos to regenerate us, to reinvigorate us. And yes, Rabbi Isai, we have the ability to be better. Don't be a hypocrite and just keep moving. Just don't hate yourself. Just get better. We should be zeicher. With that, to give a nachas ruach to the Rebbe Shalom, and with that nachas ruach, we should see Bias Kol Tzedek and Hei Ruvi Yameinu. Amen!
Amen!